Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are two fit young men, and we are going to air the world's first podcast.
What's a podcast?
Where we talk about our bodies and outfit there.
I'm so fit.
April Fools! Man, we have such a buffer. I'm so glad that we did this.
Oh, yeah. April Fools.
So, I'm Bill.
And I'm... Dana Carvey?
I was guessing former President Ronald Reagan.
No, I think I'm Dana Carvey.
Yeah, you smell like a Dana Carvey. But that's
upon,
so... That's so...
Upon investigating my aroma, I think I'm Macho Man Randy Savage.
You smell very dead.
Oh, yeah!
You know, Macho Man Randy Savage is so many syllables.
Randy Savage is...
I think I'm just going to call you Bob for short. Is that cool?
Alright.
Okay.
In all seriousness, though, let's give 13 and a half seconds of silence to the Macho Man, because he was the best Macho Man.
I'll tell you when it's up. No. Math.
Yeah. Yep. I could go for a Slim Jim right now. Snap right into that shit.
I can never go for a Slim Jim because that is not made of meat.
I wish that right now we had Slim Jims to honor. You know what? The next time we do this, I'm bringing Slim Jims and we're going to eat Slim Jims in honor.
As though we were Google. See? Blueberry. That's what we're talking about.
Yes, blueberry.
Yeah, they're not going to get any of that if they listen to this in wrong order.
No, yeah. They aren't.
Good. So, yeah, so I'm Bill, your Macho Man Randy Savage, air quotes Bob, and
yes.
These are some of the songs we like.
These are some, in fact, of the songs we like.
What do you got over there? I'm going to see if it's the same thing as what I got over there.
I have a Sprecher's Firebrewed Cherry Cola with outdoor
Firebrewed something that's cold.
I don't know, but I am excited to find out. You know,
Sprecher's in Door County? How did I not know that?
No, they use Door County cherry juice. It's the Door County...
That's still pretty cool.
Yeah, I know. From Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
Where is this made? You know what we should do? We should take...
A bus.
Or plane. Or helicopter.
It even says Wisconsin Door County cherry juice in the ingredients.
Yeah, we should do that.
It says that.
It's in Greendale.
Brewed and bottled by Sprecher and Greendale.
We should go there.
We should do a remote.
We should do a thing where we go...
It's a remote.
You know what?
From jail.
I'm going to send an email. I'm going to set this up. We're going to do it. All right?
Do it.
Yeah, no, I'm going to for real do this.
We can go
I'm
there
I'm
going to
produce a legitimate segment.
That's awesome.
I know. Well,
maybe we can get them to explain why there's a bear on the bottle.
Yeah, we should. And maybe we get free soda.
That'd be
nice. Then maybe we'll have somebody from them sit in with us and taste the soda. And we'll rate it.
Oh my god, do you have any idea how fucking insane it would be if they were working on a new soda?
Oh my god, okay, I'm gonna send it in.
I have like 16 bones.
The only problem that we have with this at all is that they're gonna want to listen to the podcast, and they're going to, and it's gonna be awful.
No, we just need to give this 100.
Yeah, okay.
Then we'll just fire away in.
What are you giving this 100?
We should
probably open it and taste it first.
Yeah.
That was the sound of a bottle opening?
That was a better sound of a bottle. Maybe. Did you hear that? That was like...
We should just put that sound in post-production.
Yeah, why don't we
it
have a...
It smells amazing!
Why don't we have a...
No, smell it. Shut up and smell it. I don't even want to drink it. It smells so fucking good.
I can't get my nose far enough into
the bottle. I know. Okay. I need a drink.
I need to wipe off mine because I tried to get my nose so far to the bottom.
Oh, this is good.
business.
It smells so good.
Holy shit.
I'm slinging both of these when I leave.
No. You take one too, lady.
Now I gotta have one.
This is so good that that'll be one of the nicest things you've ever done for her.
Probably. No. But it will be nice. Want to hear something awesome about cherries?
I'm really impressed.
Cherries are a female aphrodisiac, and I can vouch from experience that it works. Almost 100% of the time.
I want to picture something else now.
So the next time you go on a date, get a drink of cherry soda and have some cherry pie, and you're fucking golden.
Just give her some of this.
It works, like every time. I would say my success rate is over 80%, actually.
Now, this might be a slight bottle tint, but this does appear to be a loud brown as well. It looks like there's a slight pink tint to it.
I mean, it's probably got a red tint to it because it's full of cherry juice.
Yeah. Like legit cherry juice.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it's the third largest ingredient.
Which is insane.
Yeah.
Like,
there's raw honey in this. That's probably why Wisconsin raw honey. That's probably why there's a bear on the bottle, because there's honey inside of it.
Yeah, he does have a honeycomb in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
Or beehive, I should say. Which I thought was his bear belly. Which
I get it now. See, if you look, he's eating cherries dipped in honey.
Aha.
So that's what we're supposed to be tasting.
And there is a bee the size of his eyeball. That thing is enormous.
That's a large bee, actually. That is quite large.
There's a lighthouse back there. I feel like just looking at this...
Greendale is a whimsical place.
Just looking at this this label, I feel like I've just played like half of the game Myst. Because I've solved so many mysteries.
Oh, Myst.
I'm glad I didn't have to solve a puzzle and open this stuff.
This is really good. And this bottle is huge.
I'm like,
normally when you get bottles of soda like this, they're only 12 ounces.
Yeah, this is a 16-ounce bottle. Sprecher does not fuck around.
They're not fucking around.
And I'm glad that this is where we started, because we hadn't done a Sprecher soda.
Mm-hmm.
Even though, I think the only one I've actually had is the root beer, which is good root beer.
Yeah, I've had a shit ton of that.
Mm-hmm.
One year for my birthday, we went out to eat.
Dave used to just keep it in the stock in his fridge.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you just get it whenever you go to Dave's house?
Yeah, I just had a look here. That's nice.
That's pretty baller.
Thank you, Dave.
Dave, you're baller because you keep really expensive random root beer in your fridge.
It's not super expensive. These are like $4 for a
beer. Yeah, it's pretty expensive soda compared to other soda.
Yeah.
So burpy.
Like the Dr. Pepper over there
I
paid $6 for a 30-pack.
Yeah, see? Exactly.
Significantly higher.
What I was going to say, though... lost my train of thought. Good work. Good work. No. 1 year for my birthday, I went out to eat somewhere. I don't remember exactly where it was. But we knew the waitress, and she brought me infinite free Sprecher root beers that were supposed to be $2.50 a piece. I know, I got to drink like 10 of them. It was great.
$25 a root beer on your birthday.
I didn't pay for any of it. Mm-hmm. When somebody's bringing you free root beers, that's my birthday present.
This is also not caffeinated, and I kind of appreciate that. Right?
Yeah, no, I like that a lot.
Usually that's an issue with cola.
This might be the best soda we've drank. It might be.
Wild White Grape was pretty up there.
What's that?
For that one. The Wild White Grape was pretty up there. You want to go for that one, huh?
I think I might have had a soda like that at work the other day.
It was a Flathead Lake Monster.
I don't remember what kind it was. Wait, no. This is weird. Okay,
it's from Montana.
Oh, that's crazy. There was this random, like...
You can get on the internet and find some, like, super obscure numbers.
Yeah. I'm like, I wanted a soda. I'm at work. I'm standing in front of the vending machine, and I'm like... This is... This looks like... an interesting soda, because it was like a brand that looked like it was like a small brand, that I never heard of. And instead it was a vanilla
machine?
Yeah. At work. Yeah. There's this random, they always just stop. The sodas aren't like the same every day in this in the vending machine. Literally the guys show up and they just put random soda in the vending machine. It's crazy. And the same is true of all the snacks. In a row of snacks, they'll be like a bag of Skittles, and then behind the Skittles would be like Chewy Sprees, and behind the Chewy Sprees would be like a Starburst stick, right?
This is my favorite thing.
It's really random. And the chips, you never know what's going to be behind the bag of chips that's in the front. So like, one break you go over, you're like...
It's like playing some snack ascension.
Yeah.
Like, I've only got a dollar, and there's two things for 50 cents, and there's one thing for a dollar, but if I pull the one for the dollar, somebody else can get something amazing.
I know.
And win.
See? Exactly. So you gotta do the 50 year and the 50 year.
Or you do a 70 cents and then you have enough left over to kill a baby.
Exactly. Exactly like Ascension.
So glad you didn't steal all of my Resident Evil cards.
That would have been awful.
Yeah.
No, but, yeah, so I start to drink this vanilla cream soda and it tasted like grape soda and I was confused. And then I read the label and it was made mostly with white grape juice.
Interesting.
Yeah, but it did. There was a vanilla taste to it.
Huh.
It was the weirdest thing I ever drank, but it was pretty tasty. I was just taken aback because I didn't expect it to taste like grapes because it was a vanilla cream soda.
I would also be taken aback.
Yeah, this is a good
drink.
I am enjoying this to the maximum.
And pleases punch.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think it's time to give it a number.
Well... I'm coming up with an anecdote.
I need that. It's very important.
I was going to give it a 98, but I looked at the bottle and I got excited. So I'm going to give it a hundo.
I will also give it a hundo. So like, those average out to 2 hundo. It's like it's a 2 hundo soda. No, but this is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And,
like, it's definitely up there.
Yeah, we should probably give it a legitimate score. I will say this is an 92.
I was going to go 96. So I'm really enjoying myself.
Yeah, that's good. So, you know what, that brings us to, like, a 94. Well, we weren't that far off the first time. We gave both hundos. All right.
Yeah,
so you should go out and get some of this and drink
absolutely.
It a lot.
Absolutely.
It's really
absolutely.
Good.
And send us pictures of you drinking. I want that to become
a
thing.
Yeah, no, send us pictures of you drinking stuff.
Like,
Well, you have to have all your clothes on, or I'll be mad.
If you don't, at least make it tasteful.
Yeah, at least make it tasteful.
Don't put it in the bottle.
No spreading your cheeks.
You goats us, I fucking swear. We will find you.
Yeah, we will find you.
Reluctantly.
Since we
very reluctantly.
We literally know everyone who listens to this podcast. So we will find you because we will know who you are.
Man, I feel like we're about to get hosed because somebody in New Zealand is gonna fucking goat
us.
That's
a really long plane ride.
Yeah.
It's a really long plane ride. It's really long.
Mm-hmm.
Alright.
New Zealand.
So.
Like Scotland, but farther.
Utterly confused.
Am I wrong?
I've never been to New Zealand. I don't think it's anything like Scotland.
Seems like it would be.
Okay, sure. It is.
94, ladies and gentlemen.
94. So, if you like the podcast, tell other people to listen to the podcast, leave us some comments, give us some feedback.
And if you come across a soda we've reviewed, take a picture of you with it.
And drink it.
That'd be exciting.
And drink it. And then
and drink
send it to us.
Unless it's the coconut Goya, in which case, put it down.
Don't drink
and
that.
And get out of the grocery store.
Don't drink that.
Or if you do drink it, oh my god, send a picture.
Yeah.
Oh my. Don't send a picture until the bottle is half gone.
Yeah, don't do it. Yeah.
Because at first
send a picture
like,
of you
is interesting.
Complete agony. Send us a picture of you committing seppuku because the soda is so
with the bottle.
Yeah.
Like break the bottle.
This is an audio podcast, this doesn't mean anything to you, but
since
I'm doing it.
Since the soda is so awful, break the bottle, but then use the half that the soda is no longer in so you don't get even more of an excited. Like, we're trying to keep you safe here.
Yeah.
Alright, so I think that's it.
Yeah, thanks for...
I don't know when I'm going to be back again.
Thanks for coming in, listening to our muscles on our, on the first ever podcast.
Yes, the part! I'm so strong!
True fact.
Yes. But I don't know when I'll be back again, but we'll work on it.
Hopefully.
Maybe next time we'll make Bill take a trip onto me because it's a really long drive.
Maybe.
We'll do a very similar thing.
We'll do a very serious show.
Yeah, we will.
The lighting will be amazing.
And I'm going to work on this. I'm going to call these people or email them.
That'd be out of control.
It will be.
Out of control.
I'm going to legitimize us. It's going to happen.
Oh, man. Between that and the stuff we shouldn't really talk too much about for GeekCon, we are beyond legit.
Oh, yeah. We're going to be awesome.
Yeah, I'm excited. All right. Thanks for everything, man. Yeah. Soda
Bells.
We appreciate that.
I'm Bob.
I'm Bill. And I'm going to drink so much of this.
We'll see you next time, Soda Pals.
Love you.
Literally see you.